What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are we doing today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We appreciate everyone for listening on this Wednesday. We have two positive news stories. Before we get to those, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews with a comment help so much. We're trying to get that number up to 1,000 because we're at like 100 right now. And we know if we get to 1,000, we'll have a lot more listeners and we'll be able to share the positivity. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a t-shirt.
For free 99.
Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
Let's get it. I'm going to Harvard right now. So I'm at Harvard. There's this team of researchers, and they're studying the axolotl, the salamander. I don't want to keep saying that word because I didn't even know if I was saying it correctly in the first place. And it was like, I think you are. And I was like, you know what? The salamander. So we're talking about salamanders here. They're researching them. And because of the government funding getting cut, they lost all of their funding, so they no longer continued the studying. This six-year-old girl found out about it, right? She told her mom, I need to do something about this. And her mom said, what do you want to do? She decided to put together a fundraiser in her community. And in this fundraiser, she put together a PowerPoint of why salamanders are important, because they're able to regrow body parts, right? She does this, raises $1,000, and sends in this check. Now, these researchers, they get this check, and everybody is just shocked, flabbergasted, not because of the amount of money that this little girl sent in. It was because that she was only 6 years old. A six-year-old saw their research, was inspired by it, and wanted to do something to help them. They said they never knew who was watching, who was supporting them, but this was a nice reminder to keep pushing forward, even if somebody's telling you not to, if you believe in it. This six-year-old girl did all that just for this Harvard team. And we're talking about Harvard. We're not talking about what we used to call Harvard on May, the community college over here. We're really talking about Harvard. So her name is Maureen Cullen. She's from Springfield, Massachusetts. I definitely wanted to give her a shout out on here because when I read this story, I was like, man, there's so many little kids, including my daughter, that have these big dreams. And a lot of the times the adults are the ones getting in their way. So shout out to her mother for giving her that support and giving her the pedestal and stage to be able to throw out this, I was going to say community service project because I'm so tired. I apologize. But this fundraiser for this project, I thought it was beautiful that the six-year-old girl was able to inspire everybody at Harvard the way that she did.
The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth podcast.
And science is cool, if you ask me.
So speaking of science is cool and the youth are awesome, from South Shields, Wales, I have a story about Luke. It comes from bbc.co.uk. He likes going outside. He likes running. His friend got lost in the woods, and he was like, I don't want that ever to happen again. He had a 3D.
His friend was found, right?
His friend was found.
Okay.
So he was like, I have a 3D printer. What I should do is I should make 3D printed safety whistles and run half marathons to fundraise for the Lake District Mountain Rescue Team. So he saved up his money, got the materials. He had to pay for it each time. And that's how he made the 3D safety whistles, gave them out. Then he raised 1,650 euros for the rescue team by running a half marathon twice.
It's so interesting to me. The positive stories that we have are the most random things people decide to put together. I go through something traumatic, like I lose a friend. He's found. Let's do something about this. I'm going to create some 3D whistles. I'm going to go out here and run on top of that to raise money to keep buying these 3D whistles to make sure the rescue teams that help my friend have what they need to be able to find these kids. I think that's beautiful, man. It's something that you and I obviously may not be able to relate to as much, but I think that's awesome.
Because we don't go outside or because we don't run?
We don't play in the woods.
Very true. I think it is awesome, too. We have a six-year-old positive news story and 11-year-old. Youth are awesome with the Positive Truth podcast.
And I like to run, but at 11 years old, I'm not running a half marathon.
Have you ready to have half marathon yet?
Yeah, I've ran 2 half marathons. Not recently, of course, not recently.
Tim's got the full marathon coming up.
I've been running too. Edna started running, man. She's on like run number 5 right now.
Yeah, you're looking thin. If you look at the camera that we still haven't done the video editing, it looks like I absorbed all of Tim's extra 10 pounds that the video is supposed to show.
It's that mushroom coffee, man. Feeling great.
Looking great too. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because of the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Pateles, my aunt. Shout out to Titi Lucy. I know she's listening. I went out to California for not even 24 hours, maybe like 16 hours or something. And she actually gave her daughter some, who lives in Florida. And she flew out there and had her put it in her suitcase for me. So it was like 2 a.m. and I went to the freezer. My other aunt warmed it up for me, destroyed it. It was just a beautiful meal. I usually only get it for Christmas when I see family. Hey, Christmas in what month is this? November. Hey.
Christmas before Thanksgiving.
It was a win for me. Man, that was probably the best pastel I ever had in my life, now that I think about it. Shout out to you, Titi Lucy.
You ever heard the saying, like, I'm watching someone drown while I'm dying of thirst? That's you with all this great food you're eating, and I'm trying to learn how to cook.
I've been eating so good lately, too. I can't, man.
Lately? Like, decades, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. How come? Look at me. I look great.
So I'm grateful for positive reinforcement. One of the things I've realized is that apparently I'm not giving enough positive compliments, because I said two positive things last week and people were like, oh my goodness, GP said something nice to me. And I'm like, I always say nice things. But apparently what I've noticed is most of my positive comments, I do the sandwich method, where it's like positive comment, you messed up, positive comment. There's very rarely positive comment, nothing bad. So positive comment, tell, I like your little bracelet.
Yeah, Layla made it for me.
Really?
Yeah, she knew I was going to California without her, and she cried, thought I was going to war. So she made me this bracelet and told me to wear it, since I love the Thunder so much. Nice. Pretty dope, right?
14-1, OKC Thunder.
I know, right? Wow, wow.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Positive anything is better than negative nothing, JP. Keep it up.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.